Do you want to talk about maybe some other ways that we could have handled that distribution standard for those kids' trust, Nancy?
Well, if you had a pot, and we do have accounts that sometimes have an account of multiple beneficiaries for one large thing. And it's a lot of trustees would say, I mean, a lot of drafting attorneys would say, well, but that's, you're going to have such small trust, why would you want to divide it into four? But a corporate trustee such as ourselves would take that whole amount as a relationship and may be able to meet the minimums by doing that and then share the fees among them. You can also create separate trust and have a formula that may be adjust a percentage for the old, you know, disparity of the ages and see who's going to college first and where they're going. And maybe it just leaves less to the oldest and more to the youngest. There's ways to do that. And then there's also, you could, some funds will fund the 529 plans, which grow tax-free, and they're helpful because you don't have to pay the high income tax rates.
So how does Cadence Bank feel about using a trust intended to get the kids through college? Would Cadence want to do that, Nancy, invest in a 529 plan?
Probably not in a 529 because the fiduciary loses control of the assets, and we feel we can do, and we probably could prove that we can do, have higher rates of return than most 529 plans. And of course, the more money you have for the children, the better off they are getting into the colleges of their choice.
So, I mean, with a 529 plan, you have to invest in a state's plan.
Right. You have no control over the investments. Yes.
Yeah. That you might be able to choose some investments, but they're not, the choices are not going to be as broad as what a corporate trustee would prefer to invest in.
Right.
Okay. Anything else on pot trusts?
Try to avoid them. Try to avoid drafting them.
Okay, let's move on to scenario number three. So Hunter, who is Destiny's father, Destiny now has her basket weaving degree from an expensive school in the Northeast, but her father is concerned that she lacks the initiative necessary to be self-sufficient in today's competitive, fast-paced environment. So he and Destiny have been working on goal setting, and he is encouraged with her progress. So I draft a will for Hunter that includes a testamentary trust, and it has this distribution standard. Pay Destiny an annual amount equal to the wages reported on her prior year's W-2, but only if her salary has increased incrementally from the prior year.
Well, vote now if you're a delusional drafter or perceptive planner. And this is actually based on a state that I actually administered quite a few years back. And so what happened is 6 months later, Hunter died suddenly while hot air ballooning over Napa Valley in a freak windstorm. So, but before accepting the trust, the corporate trustee met with Destiny to set expectations about what would happen should her father pass away. She had big goals, but she has an entry-level job at the world's largest basket manufacturing firm. So Destiny and the trustee made a large, they put together a plan, and hopefully that would help her meet her, increase her salary annually. And they met annually or to kind of see if she was still keeping up pace. And that made it a perceptive planner because we were, this actually worked in real life, but it took a commitment. Well, I believe we have the next slide that tells you that.
Yeah. So that was that we were trying to fool you there. We thought everybody would vote that I was delusional.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And it wasn't this exact case, but Nancy did give us this idea because she's been through it before. So it's an unusual. Did you want to go through this one?
Nancy? No, go ahead.
Okay. An unusual distribution standard, but it worked in this case because we had a thoughtful grantor who really understood his beneficiary, and the plan was implemented shortly after it was created. Strict distribution standards require, I would suggest, frequent review to make sure that the fact situation on the ground still fits the plan. We have a trustee who was proactive and closely involved with the beneficiary, and we had a committed and cooperative beneficiary.
A rarity.
a rarity. So what are some things that a drafting attorney could do, Nancy, to try to make these, you know, either a strict or funky distribution standard or maybe a restrictive investment?
Well, I feel very fortunate because very often attorneys will call and say that they're working with a client and they have me be interviewed by the clients as they're doing their estate planning and have a trust, either executor or a trustee. And we talk out what would happen. They have a lot of questions. You know, if I'm gone, how would you handle this? And so that's a very important thing for attorneys to consider, that have the grantor interview one or more corporate trustees. And as you get to know kind of different personalities and different trustees and your clients, do make a good match between them. So have a meeting, and then if you could explain the subscription representation.
Okay, so I have heard about, I have not done this myself, that some attorneys will charge their clients annual fees, and that annual fee would include a review, a periodic review of the estate plan. So that would be great from a marketing standpoint, I think, but I would be careful from a professional liability standpoint. I personally don't want to be responsible for my estate planning clients actually updating their plans. I think it's great to remind them periodically that they need to do that, but I don't want it to be my fault if they didn't do that. So, you know, subscription representation may be a good idea, especially if you've got, you know, a staff behind you and the procedures in place to really make sure it happens. But I would put in your engagement letters that it's not on you. It's not your responsibility to make sure their plan gets updated. We're just going to suggest it to them.